Are you experiencing concern around your day-to-day finances? Feeling insecure about your income? Wanting to make a big purchase or life decision, but not sure what steps look like or even how to take those steps? Unsure if you'll meet your financial goals in the year ahead? Are you tired of people talking about some random cup that's half full? Brought to you by Cynthia Alice Anderson, Prosperity Capsule is a hand-selected, organic blend of authentic spiritual practices and universal methods of flow to receive universal abundance. Prosperity Capsule is your guide to spiritual manifestation so that you can release to make new. No more concern around your day-to-day finances. Cynthia has a plan for that. Feelings of insecurity about how much you make? Smile big because your recommended dose of Prosperity Capsule can help you channel unexpected income. Not sure what steps to take in making that big purchase? Cynthia's Prosperity Capsule provides you a methodical and logical approach on how to map out those steps. Ready to make big goals become a reality? Prosperity Capsule affirms your confidence into a can-do, positive, and realistic mindset. Are you ready to experience your cup not just half full, but overflowing? Then you should ask your doctor if Prosperity Capsule is right for you.
In various studies, Prosperity Capsule side effects include but not limited to abundance, joy, togetherness, feeling whole, finding value, discovering unlocked potential, openness, unexpected income, effective strategies, new perspectives, mindset shifts and enhancements, increased earning potential, and much more. Talk to your doctor about Cynthia Alice Anderson's Prosperity Capsule today.
Forgiveness frees. Forgiveness heals. Forgiveness is a key to spiritual and emotional freedom. Forgiveness frees, forgiveness heals, and forgiveness is a key to spiritual and emotional freedom. This is wonderful news. This is wonderful news. Forgiveness is a key to prosperity because as we forgive, we release old toxic energy that no longer serves us. That's why forgiveness frees and forgiveness heals. When we're stuck in non-forgiveness, it's like we're holding on to a hurt and hoping somebody else will suffer. And the ego can be very tricky about forgiveness because we often convince ourselves that if we don't forgive, that if we don't forgive, somehow we're winning. But I want you to know that that is an erroneous belief. That's what we like to call error thinking. Forgiveness frees. Forgiveness heals. Forgiveness is a key to spiritual and emotional freedom. Forgive. Forgive. So the word forgive, I like to say it backwards, to give for. Right? There's when we forgive, we're giving up something. But what we're giving up is pain. What we're giving up is resentment. What we're giving up is somebody done me wrong. What we're giving up is being a victim when we forgive. And what we receive in exchange is love and soul freedom. Forgiveness frees, forgiveness heals. Forgiveness is a key to spiritual and emotional freedom. When we forgive, when you forgive, you are giving up pain and resentment for love and freedom. What I've learned about forgiveness as I've worked with thousands of people over the years is that when we heal to the point when we're larger than our wound, that forgiveness becomes natural to want to do because it takes us to our next level of spiritual awareness. I want to say that one more time so you really take it in. When you've healed and the healing becomes bigger than whatever wound you're holding on to, then forgiveness becomes natural. You're going to want to forgive because it takes you to the next level of spiritual awareness and more into your God nature. So when you forgive, you are acting in the best interest of your soul. Forgiveness to give for. So giving up pain and resentment for love and freedom. Forgiveness puts you in the driver's seat of your soul evolution. Forgiveness frees. Forgiveness heals. Forgiveness is a key to spiritual and emotional freedom. Forgiveness can feel very difficult to do, and yet when you're on the other side of it, you feel free, you feel at peace. Non-forgiveness is a false sense of power. Non-forgiveness is a false sense of power. Because when we hold on to hurt and resentment and pain and suffering and victimhood, we're the only ones that are hurting. And so even though it seems like if we forgive somebody else, we're letting them off the hook, we're actually letting ourselves off the hook. We're releasing old toxic energy. That's why forgiveness frees and forgiveness heals. And remember, as you forgive, it puts you in the driver's seat of your soul growth and evolution. Forgiveness, like, takes you into new levels of awareness of who you are and who God is. So as you contemplate, who am I going to forgive? I'm going to tell you, forgive everyone for everything. Forgive everyone for everything. I want you to rest in that idea. I'm going to forgive everyone for everything. As you go throughout your day today, friend, I want to encourage you to use this forgiveness mantra. How you're going to use this mantra is no matter what you're doing, whether you're driving, whether you're in a conversation, whether you are talking to a friend, a loved one, whether you're talking to your children, your spouse, whoever it is, the only thing I want you to be thinking is, I forgive you totally and completely. I forgive you totally and completely. I forgive you totally and completely. So even though you're present to a conversation, there's going to be this energy behind the conversation, and you're going to be thinking, I forgive you totally and completely. And what's so amazing is, as you do this work, you're going to really be forgiving yourself. Because there are perceived judgments, perceived rights and wrongs, and you can just release all that and be totally present. But first, you must forgive. I forgive you totally and completely. So if you're ready to move into more prosperity, forgiveness is a must. Forgiveness frees, forgiveness heals. Forgiveness is a key to spiritual and emotional freedom. And remember, as you give up pain and resentment and hurt and victimhood, you're going to receive love and freedom. And when your ego and all those old thoughts try to convince you otherwise, remember, as you're ready to heal at a higher level, you're going to want to forgive so that you move into a higher spiritual awareness and work in the best interest of your soul. Forgive everyone for everything. I forgive you totally and completely. I forgive you totally and completely. I forgive you totally and completely. And so it is.
We hope you've enjoyed this Prosperity Capsule from the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible through the continued support of our angel patrons, Aggie Payton, Anna Evans, Arlene Meyer, Diana Cox, Leslie Williams, Nora Miles, Sean Kilgore, Susanna Garcia, and Taryn Tucker, along with our partner patrons, Natural Awakenings Magazine, Unity of Nashville, Zen Living Realty, and Support Tech Staffing. If you would like to support the channel as a patron on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. This week's Prosperity Capsule is copyright 2020, Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.